Sarah and I believe in miracle living. We do. When you turn this program on and you turn us on, we're going to talk to you about a miraculous life. And it's not fluffy. We're talking about the Word, acting on the Word, and seeing what the Word can do in your life. I believe today is a miracle day for you. I believe what you're going to see and hear is going to produce a harvest that you're going to love that's long term. Now, I love this about God. He just thinks you can do anything. And when we started our church, you know, we just had a few people, 22 people, you know, and then it began to grow a little bit. But every month we had to come up with $75 to pay the rent. Now, see, you say, oh, what's $75? I know. But at that time, when you didn't have that many people, and that's many years ago, that's like, what, 57 years ago, that was a bucket of money. And so one night it was time for the rent. And so we had had a Sunday night service and we didn't have enough money for the rent. And so we believed God that we would have $75 in the offering that night. So when the service is over, we counted the offering, three of us. It wasn't $75, it was $35. And we had a hard landlord. If we didn't pay the $75 the next day, we're out of the building. So what did we do? Now, this is wild and crazy. But remember, faith is wild and crazy. And so we prayed and asked God to multiply the money. So we counted it. It was still $35. We kept believing God to multiply it. We counted it three times. And the third time it was $75 and we paid the rent. Now you say, well, yeah, that's so far out. So let me tell you something further. We did a big meeting in Cairo, Egypt. We had two nights of miracle services. We had around 5,000 people each night, but we like to sow into leaders, you know, the Christians. So we said, we're going to have just one day where we just have Christian leaders come. And we're just going to teach them, minister to them, have a prayer tunnel. We're going to feed them lunch. You know, we'll pay for the lunch. So we're very excited because we always like to sow. We always like to leave books. You know, books are missionaries. They work while you sleep. And so we had 2,500 leaders sign up. So what are we going to feed them? And we found Kentucky Fried Chicken places all over Cairo. So we said, we'll give each one a box of Kentucky Fried Chicken. So we ordered 2,500, but we had 5,000 show up. Now, this is not my faith. This is the faith of Egyptian women Christians. So they counted and said, oh my goodness, we only have 2,500 boxes, you know, of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we've got 5,000 people. What are we going to do? Now, I'm not in this. I'm out preaching, you know, in the big under the big tent. They said, well, if Jesus can multiply loaves and fish, he can multiply Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they went in there and prayed over it. And we fed 5,000 people with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now you say, well, I don't believe it. Well, honey, too late to tell me that. I've already seen that it works, that he will take what you sow and he will multiply it. What do you need a multiplication of? Do you need a multiplication of money? Do you need a house? Do you need a car? Would you like to see something big, a big miracle in your family? What is it you'd like to believe for? You know what I'd like you to do right now? I'd like you to call us and just tell us what you're believing for. We will pray for you. And then I would like for you to sow a seed that's in your hand, because it's what leaves your hand and gets into the kingdom that is multiplied. What stays in it doesn't. And you can go through this in the Bible, and I'm going to be sharing with you today something so wonderful that happened in the Bible that will stir up your faith to sow seed. Now, listen to me. I want to talk about Elijah. You know, Elijah was very human. And I guess I like that about the Bible. It never paints anybody just sweetie sweet. It just tells it like it is. Elijah called fire down. And, you know, he had a big contest between the prophets of Baal and the God of Israel. And the people repented, you know, and man, they made a real turn. And then Elijah prayed that it would rain because it hadn't rained for 3.5 years because of the disobedience of the people. And God said that would happen in the Old Testament, in the Pentateuch. And now he prays for rain. If you remember, he sent a little boy 7 times. Finally, the little boy sees a cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, it's going to rain. And then it said the hand of the Lord came on Elijah. Notice hands here. Elijah left his hand on heaven because the cloud was the size of a man's hand. Then God put his hand on Elijah. Hey, you leave your hand on heaven, heaven's hand comes on you. And he ran in supernatural strength, you know. Well, when he gets to the place where Jezebel is, oh, she said, it's the last thing I do. I'm going to kill that man. He killed my prophets. And Elijah is tired and he's discouraged. And he goes off into the desert, leaves the revival, everything, and says, I just want to die. And what did God do? Did he slap him sideways? No. He sent an angel. And the angel touched him, fed him, gave him a good night of rest. I always think, what did the angel give him to eat? I think angel food. And then he does it twice, and then he gives him new directions. So when I follow what he does, you know, and I watch that 3 years of his walk, you know, when the actually ravens fed him and there was a brook, and I watch how he walked in faith. And he goes to a woman's home and he says, what do you have? What's in your hand? Well, she said, I just have a little meal and I have a little oil and we're going to die. You know, the drought has been so bad. I'm going to feed my son and then we're just going to lock the doors and die. And what does he say to her? Give me what's in your hand. Make me a cake too. Imagine. But remember, it's what leaves your hand and goes into God's hand that multiplies. So she did it. She acted in faith. And you know, the meal and the oil did not run out for those 3.5 years. I don't know how many meals came out of that. Probably over 6,000 meals. Somebody figured it out for me one time. But what she sowed, see, man, she reaped, and she's even in the Bible. Now, I want you to call. I want you to call right now. I want you to think of something you want God to do in your life or the life of your family or maybe a material thing, maybe to pay off your house, maybe money to start a business. I want you to tell the person when you call them what you are believing for. Then I want you to sow a seed, and a seed that's a faith seed. Listen to what God says. And I believe they're going to pray over that seed. God is going to multiply it. And when you sow seed in his kingdom, remember, it keeps showing up. Because if you watch Elijah's life, wow, it kept showing up. It was miraculous. And so I think about the times when we've walked out in faith. Now, I would also like to tell you, you need to get this CD series on what's in your hand. We just want to sow that in your life. So be sure you ask for that, because what I'm teaching will be even more so on this and will be a great, great blessing to you. Of the multiplication of the seed that you sow in God's kingdom. There is no end to it. Now, when I started on television, you know, my husband told me, the church is not going to pay for it. You'll have to believe God. It's your baby. I'm for it, but it's your baby. You have to believe God to feed it. Wow. You know, that was a big deal because it cost us like $5,000 a month. Woo. And so, you know, I would believe God and believe God. And then 1 month we got behind. I had all these home Bible studies they were paying for, but we got $5,000 behind. And I was speaking at an Anglican church in another town. And I was speaking all day at a morning Bible study afternoon, but a couple said to me, "We want to take you out for lunch." And the woman was quite gruff. And she said, "How much does it cost you to be on the radio?" And, you know, I said, "Well, it costs $15.50 a day." "No, no. What does it cost for a year?" And so I said, "Well, multiply it out." "You multiply it out." And so it came out to around $5,000. And she said to her husband, "Honey, write Marilyn a check for $6,000. And I thought, "Honey, do it." And God provided that. But if I hadn't believed God, if I hadn't been sowing, would a honey have shown up? Are you a honey? Is it time for you to sow a special seed? I want you to call in right now. I want you to get prayer for the need, and then I want you to tell them the seed that you're going to sow that's going to produce the harvest you're believing for. And remember, you know, at that time, little radio, little television, and today we reach over 2 billion people. You tell me that sowing doesn't work? I'm still sowing seed, and I'm still reaping harvest. Hey, this is your opportunity. This is a faith opportunity. Do it. I'm going to be right back and give you another key you need.
Are you ready to get your faith propelled? Do you want to know what kingdom plans God has for you? Marilyn and Sarah's new CD and DVD combo resource, What's in Your Hand, will help you discover the simple secrets of using what's in your hand to bring multiplication into your life. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Marilyn's three-part DVD and Sarah's CD set that gives you the keys you need for supernatural living and the tools to fight fear by using what God places in your hand. We will also send you Marilyn's Make Your Mark CD teaching. God's will for you is that you trust Him and take risks during challenging times. There are things you'll never know until you are ready to take the leap of faith and put your life in His hands. Defeat the work of the enemy in your life. Step out in faith and make your mark. Call or click for this valuable resource.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and He wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Don't you love the Gospels? Oh, looking at Jesus in the Gospels, and each one really gives a little different picture. It's awesome. But I like to watch Jesus in the Gospels with the miracles. How did Jesus move in the miraculous? And I want to share that with you today, and I want you to get this key to the miraculous. It's very, very important. I looked at Jesus. What are His two greatest miracles? Well, I believe, and one of them is in all four Gospels, and that is the multiplying of the loaves and fish. And why is that so important? Four Gospels. And I saw what He did. He took the five loaves and two fish, and he gave thanks to the Father. Then it multiplied. Now the little boy, thank God, he gave what was in his hand and put it into Jesus' hands. But it's very important that we give thanks, because I believe thanksgiving brings the miraculous. That's very, very important for us. So we say, okay, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand and I'm giving thanks for the miraculous. Now, thanksgiving brings multiplication. Put your hand on your heart, say, I won't forget. Thanksgiving brings multiplication. So he gave thanks, and as he gave it, it kept multiplying and multiplying until it fed over 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And this became so important that in the Gospel of John, it talks about the place where he gave thanks. God looks at the place where thanksgiving is given to him. And I believe he brings multiplication from that. That is very, very key. But let me talk about another miracle of Jesus. And I love his miracles. You do too. I know you do. And so I see when he raised Lazarus from the dead. You know, he goes down there, and that's one of his greatest miracles, no question. And he doesn't say, oh, I rebuke death. He just gives thanks to the Father that you hear me. Then he calls him out. And the thanksgiving, that is a tremendous miracle, because Lazarus, after 3 days, comes out. They unwrap everything from him, and he's made whole. What a miracle. What a miracle. And how did it start? Giving thanks. What do you need, especially in your life today? You know, you say, well, I need a car. I need a job. I need my children to serve God. I need, you know, a special amount of money, blah, blah, blah. Would you call us and just tell us your need, and then just sow a seed of thanksgiving? You know, and faith, you know, what am I believing for? I'm going to sow a seed of thanksgiving that can meet a need of others who are getting the gospel. And I believe that God will bless me in unusual ways. It's leaving my hand and going into his hand. And remember, this is kingdom giving. And so it doesn't have just one harvest. It keeps cooking. So take a minute here and just call in, and let's put it in Jesus' hands and let him multiply it and bring a blessing. And that's an act of faith. That's a big act of faith to do that. So I'm encouraging you today. This is very, very important. So recently, you know, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm just going to be gut level. I want millennials to like me. You say, what? You're almost an 86-year-old woman. You want millennials. Yes, I want millennials. So I was invited to speak in a conference, and a lot of millennials, you know, younger people. So what did I do? I sowed a seed in the conference. Man, and it was a big seed. It left my hand and went into the hand of the kingdom. But I didn't expect such a multiplication so fast. And, you know, and I have to remember, not only do I get one harvest, which I saw great results in that conference, but then when I got home, I got invited to Argentina for another millennial conference. Wow. And I believe that was part of the harvest. But folks, you know, you sow in the kingdom, you don't get just one harvest. You get many harvests from the same seed. That is really key for us. So have you called? I want you to call in. I want you to get into a faith vision of what you want God to do. I want you to listen to what he says about the seed. And so, you know, sometimes I have sown big seed, because I need big harvest. I need a country to open up. I want to do a big meeting. Big meetings cost buckets of money, like our big meeting in Pakistan of 1 million people was over $150,000. Now, you know, when I start and God tells me to do that, I think, oh, God, you know what you're asking me to do? But God met us in unusual ways. But we sowed seed. Now I'm getting invited back to Pakistan to do an unusual miracle meeting that I've never had the opportunity before. So sowing seed has continual harvest with it. Do it, and do it with thanksgiving. Now, in the Old Testament, they murmured. Remember how they murmured? I'm telling you, I would have wiped out those people. I would have been so tired of their murmuring. They just murmured and murmured. But God said the reason they didn't have all things and they didn't get into the promised land is because they didn't give thanksgiving. And so, folks, the opposite of thanksgiving has very negative effects. That's very sad. They didn't get into the promised land. And, you know, God took care of them, but they didn't have really the big miraculous they were going to have in the promised land. Because when they got in the promised land, they got whole farms that they didn't pay for. They got wells that they never dug. They got favor. They got a whole land. But those murmurers didn't get it. So thanksgiving is very, very key for us. And of course, I want you to get the CD on what's in your hand, because it can help you to live in thanksgiving until you see the provision. Now, how long do you give thanks? And I'm telling you, sometimes I've given thanks for a long time. I've sown seed for a long time to get the miracle. And I remember one time I was really whining because I hadn't gotten an open door into a certain nation. And the Lord said to me, I want you to sow a $20,000 seed. I said, God, I don't even have $20,000. God said, well, I want you to do it by faith. So I called my husband. I said, are you comfortable with this? Because I was in Costa Rica when he told me that. My husband said, Marilyn, God can bring the $20,000. And so he prayed with me. And I made a commitment of $20,000. I got home. And a woman came to speak in our church, and she said to Sarah, give this check to your mother. I feel led to give her $10,000. I felt led to receive it. And then after that, on two occasions, and this doesn't happen to me. I'm telling you, this doesn't happen. This came out of miracle sowing. Two different women felt led. In fact, there were men to give me $5,000, and I had the $20,000. That I had committed. I love faith. And you know, did you ever think what's in God's hand? If you read in Isaiah 49, you are written on the palm of his hand. What? I'm on the palm of his hand? Why did he put me there? Because he wants to give miracles into your life. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to say with me, today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ lives big in me.
Are you ready to get your faith propelled? Do you want to know what kingdom plans God has for you? Marilyn and Sarah's new CD and DVD combo resource, What's in Your Hand, will help you discover the simple secrets of using what's in your hand to bring multiplication into your life. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Marilyn's three-part DVD and Sarah's CD set that gives you the keys you need for supernatural living and the tools to fight fear by using what God places in your hand. We will also send you Marilyn's Make Your Mark CD teaching. God's will for you is that you trust Him and take risks during challenging times. There are things you'll never know until you are ready to take the leap of faith and put your life in His hands. Defeat the work of the enemy in your life Step out in faith and make your mark. Call or click for this valuable resource.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
I want to activate your faith right now. Yes, let's do this together. You know, two or three, just you, just me. You maybe have two or three people with you. Let's activate faith. Let's not just hear about it. Let's activate it. So, put your hands out. You know, Jesus even said that believers would lay hands on the sick and they would recover. What's in our hands? Miracles. What's in your hand that you can sow that will bring an unusual miracle in the kingdom that keeps working? Are you ready? So get your hands out. Do what I tell you. Don't be rebellious. So, Father, I pray for everyone watching right now with me, that you are going to multiply the seed that is sown from their hands, and that it's not going to be one harvest. It's going to be many harvests from this special seed. Thank you, Father. All things are possible to him that believeth, and we believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to call right now and tell what you're believing for. So, you know, get specific. Well, nothing in particular. Then you get nothing in particular. Get specific in what you're believing for. And then we are going to pray with you, because God is going to show you the seed that you're going to sow, the amount he wants you to sow for the miracles that are going to continue to flow in your life. Why not? You're sowing in the kingdom. Earthly kingdom has one harvest. God's kingdom has many harvests from the same seed. So now, expect miracles now.